All right, well, let me jump on into today's opening monologue, The Right Side Way, and I will remind you guys, The Right Side Way, every single day, brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, sponsor of The Right Side Way, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. All right, well, so let me say this. There's an old phrase. It's part of pop culture, really. People say it all the time. It's usually a phrase stated when somebody has done something wrong or harmful, and it does nothing but hurt themselves. And when that happens, people will say, it was a self-inflicted wound. Okay, what is that? Where did that phrase even come from? Self-inflicted wound. Well, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, the phrase actually dates back as far as the 1600s. In more modern times, it was often meant as a description of a soldier trying to get taken off the battlefield by self-inflicting a wound so that he would have to be taken off. In World War I, it became so common for soldiers to inflict self-inflicted wounds in the trenches to be taken off the line that it actually became a capital offense. I mean, if you were found guilty of a self-inflicted wound in World War I, you could be subject to court-martial and maybe even execution for treason. It's an amazing thing to think that somebody would become so desperate that they would do something that drastic, injure themselves intentionally with a self-inflicted wound. But more often than not, though, the use of the term simply describes somebody who did something unilaterally and it went badly and now they're suffering the consequences and it was all their own fault. Well, that, my friends, is the essence of the modern-day version in corporate America of self-inflicted wounds. We also call it go woke, go broke. I mean, you heard me. Go woke, go broke is the same thing as a self-inflicted wound. Where corporate culture forgets its way and spends so much time virtue signaling that it loses profitability. Where woke culture invades the province of the boardroom and suddenly the shareholders who invested in the company sit back and look at their shareholder reports and they wonder what in the world just happened. But it turns out that the ruination of the company was a self-inflicted wound because the leadership thought it'd be great to go woke and all they did was go broke. The liberal left, they tried desperately to claim, that's not true. Companies should be out there signaling their support for left-wing causes. Well, if that's your base, then go for it. Like I'm sure the rainbow flag manufacturers, they know who their audience is, but generally speaking, you better know your audience before you do this. There was a survey done a couple years ago by a PR and marketing agency called Method Communications. It was released back in 2023. It claimed back then that 67% of Americans say their purchases are affected by a brand's stance on social issues. So while 42% say they stopped shopping with a particular brand because of its position on an issue. And more than one-third of respondents say they pay attention to a firm's views on social issues at the very least. Okay, but I'm not sure that's the win they were looking for here. They put that out there like that was somehow supportive of the idea that go woke, go broke doesn't really matter, except that it did just the opposite. I would say that showed that the consumer public wants a good product or a service, but they don't want a lecture. They do pay attention to what the companies say about social issues, and sometimes they actually get tired of it. And if that survey that I quoted you a minute ago is to be believed, it would stand to reason that just as many people won't buy from companies who spend all their time focusing on issues that do nothing but offend their customers. It's a self-inflicted wound. Go woke, go broke. The poster child for the self-inflicted wound is, of course, Anheuser-Busch putting transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney on the Bud Light can. Bud Light went from being the top-selling beer product in America to suddenly not being able to be given away at a frat party or a baseball park anywhere. It was an epic self-inflicted wound, and it wound up costing the company upwards of $1.4 billion, according to some reports. But still, the wokists don't get it. They still virtue signal and pound on their little pigeon chests and squeak their squeaky cries of diversity, and the company goes broke. The latest reports, too, are on Harley-Davidson showing the same thing. Harley-Davidson, yes, the American legend that has long been the epitome of the spirit of this country. An employee-owned rock star brand whose very name evokes images of wildness and freedom and ruggedness. You know, Easy Rider. Well, they brought in a woke European guy to serve as the CEO for Harley-Davidson, and he promptly decided to go the way of Dylan Mulvaney, and he created the Bud Light of motorcycles, pushing the company to go electric, which was also later abandoned. This guy also imposed policies for divisive employee identity groups at Harley, for demands to buy components from suppliers who emphasize their identities instead of product quality. As a CEO, he awarded promotions and jobs according to criteria that were set up by a pro-transgender outside advocacy group. Internal policies were sending white men to white male-only diversity training, supporting legislation that would, you know, allow men to go into girls' bathrooms and sports. Harley even supported under his tenure an all-ages pride event that featured a rage room next to a drag queen story time. I mean, it was woke on parade, and Harley sales plummeted. It got so bad, by the way, that Harley was not even welcome at the Sturgis Motorcycle Gathering, and they're pretty much the reason why that started. That CEO, he's now gone, by the way. He had to. Harley values were plummeting. Self-inflicted wound. Go woke, go broke. All right, but they aren't the only example. I mean, look what's happening with the Kennedy Center. The Kennedy Center, the crown jewel of the arts world in America, subsidized heavily by U.S. tax dollars, by the way, and wacky as a $3 bill. It was just a few years ago during the first Trump administration that Vice President Pence went to the Kennedy Center for a presentation of the play Hamilton. And the woke cast decided it was their job to lecture him in front of the whole audience. Believe it or not. Do you remember this? Captive to the moment, with no way to step out, the woke cast decided to take basically a pause from the show and call out the VP. Here's what they actually said from the stage. "We, sir, we are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights," he said. "We truly hope this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us." Blah, 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 blah. You know what that was? That was a woke lecture. That was basically someone virtue signaling from the stage, basically calling out the vice president who was just there to enjoy a night of the arts. Yeah, because everyone knows that stopping the show to lecture the vice president on issues related to climate change, diversity, and alarmism is really helpful to the overall cause. Well, that was during Trump 1.0. Enter Trump 2.0. He fired the board at the Kennedy Center because he can, and he replaced them. And they recently announced, oh no, they could no longer fund their Office of Social Impact. The Office of Social Impact. That's the office, by the way, at the Kennedy Center that coordinated for Pride Month expositions and claimed to serve the underrepresented audiences. It's just woke verbiage for woke causes. So the alarmists, they all went nuts. "It's a crushing blow," they screamed. "The Kennedy Center, what should we do?" Well, in the wake of all the wokeness being surgically removed, the Kennedy Center, oh, by the way, just set a major attendance record. How about that? You mean they put on a show without all the wokeness and people actually flock to it? Yep, that's exactly what I mean. The woke culture at Kennedy won't be lecturing from the stage anymore. They were on the verge of being so woke as to go broke, and now they're back. How about that? But perhaps nothing personifies the self-inflicted wound of go woke, go broke as much as Disney. I mean, just when you think they've learned their lesson, they bite the poisoned apple of wokeness once again. You think they would learn. But no, they spent $250 million making an epically woke version of Snow White. Snow White! And it's bombing. Like atom bomb bombing. Like cratering out the earth bombing. Snow White has now set records as one of the worst major production openings in Disney history. But it was all a self-inflicted wound. I mean, what were they thinking? They hired Rachel Zegler, who played Snow White, and she, by the way, is not white as snow. She's dark complexion, doesn't fit. She's also an insufferable Hollywood elitist who turned away audiences with politically correct comments about the movie and saying things like it was not going to be about love, inferring that Prince Charming was a misogynist, generally turning off the audiences who still love the original movie classic of Snow White from their childhoods. The movie makers at Disney also decided it was politically incorrect to use dwarves. Huh. At least at first, as they chose a diverse group of woodland creatures who represented a broader cross-section of America. Y'all, it's a fairy tale. It doesn't have to represent everyone. That's the point. Animals don't talk either, but we still like Mickey Mouse. Well, the movie's tanked. And once again, Disney is trying to pick up the pieces of one of their most expensive productions in modern history, becoming the record loss of all history. The epitome of a self-inflicted wound. Disney, the go woke, go broke thing, it's still very real. Well, listen, I'll end by saying this. Corporate America, it just needs to get back to doing what it's good at. Making goods and services that people actually want to pay for, honoring the shareholders with longtime supporters by giving lecture-free, quality productions. the utmost attention. I mean, it's actually okay for a for-profit company to make a profit, but you don't make a profit by going broke, do you? Self-inflicted wounds. Go woke, go broke. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.